You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL at Night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. I am your host, Rusty Cannon. I'm here with the one and only Leah Murray, and we are rocking and rolling. You know, speaking of rocking and rolling, there are some committees in D.C. that do not create viral moments.
What?
Yes,
not everything
not.
On C-SPAN
no,
lands
no.
on YouTube?
There's some that are tough to stay awake from. One of those, but it's probably the most important and most powerful committee in D.C., Utah is lucky enough to have a member on the committee. That's the Ways and Means Committee. It deals with all taxation, really the heart of the business of the country. This week, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has been in front of Ways and Means talking about these very exciting tax subjects. Actually, that get me excited, which makes me a bit of a nerd. But she was in front of the committee talking about some important stuff this week.
So talk to us, first of all, remind us which one of our members is on this committee?
Blake Moore.
Okay. So is that because we know he's in House leadership?
Yep.
Is it usually the case that Ways and Means committees, Rusty, have... You know what I mean? Like, not that they're all not important, but I mean, like, do they have leadership credentials, if
well,
you will?
Not necessarily, but that is what they call an A committee. You do not get onto that committee easily. You have to work and fight, and I mean that in a good way, to get on that committee either side of the aisle. You do not make it on that committee unless you have worked quite hard to get there. And it's fairly rare for someone as young as Representative Moore to get on there. That's why it's so cool. I mean, it's a really, really big deal. I wish more people recognize that, but I think that the word is getting out there. Just it's critical. It is the committee to be. It's probably one of the most desired, aside from appropriations.
Okay, so now we've got, you mentioned Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Mm-hmm. So she's, like, for all of us who, you know, watch the Hamilton musical, this is Alexander Hamilton, right? Like, his job back in the day was being in charge of the Treasury. Mm-hmm. And that, Rusty, just means...
Yeah, so she handles all of the funds, essentially, for the money for the country, borrowing, you know, not necessarily spending, but really the inner workings of all that. So what was interesting, she was talking about a subject that makes nerds like me have our blood boil, which is, so there's this global movement for all countries. Can't we all just get along and let's all just raise our taxes together?
Pause. So what part of that makes your blood boil? The getting along part or the raising taxes?
The idea behind competitiveness and free enterprise is that a country is free to do what they would like to do to attract business and economics and to have their economy thrive. And this is an effort, I would say, to let's all just hold hands and step off the cliff together. And therefore, if we all do it together, it maybe won't hurt us as much. The idea is that, hey, some countries have taxes too low. We're all going to come to an agreement where we all set a minimum tax in a lot of instances at 15%. And so this is for overseas money, essentially. And it gets a little bit more into the weeds, but why this is makes my blood boil and us at a taxpayers association is that this is just going absolutely the wrong way. It's saying to countries that want to be competitive and have lower taxes, whether it's the US or Ireland or anybody, to say, no, you can't do that. We all got to get along and let's all just hike taxes to this level and agree to not go any lower. It's essentially saying, hey, I know we're all running a race, but Leah, you're too fast. Will you slow down a little bit so I can catch up? That's essentially what they're trying to do. So she's there touting this deal.
So let me just push back a little bit, understand that I'm not the Taxpayers Association person, right? But I guess kind of the argument would be, if it is the case that some country has a really high tax rate and some country has a low tax rate, is the argument that all of the business for, you know, making the Nike shoes, if you will, I'll just pick on Nike, goes to that country. Mm-hmm. And so what this deal is trying to say, if we set a floor, right, then to a certain extent, you wouldn't have, right, multinational corporations kind of chasing these good tax deals. Is that other side? And I know you don't want to make that argument,
but
is that
kind of? Yeah,
okay.
It would get away from countries trying to attract capital or, in some would see, being, you know, unfair about giving too good of a deal, essentially. But what's interesting, what she was talking about in one instance at the committee is she is defending asking for an allowance. So she's then going to this group, it's the OECD it's called, and saying, hey, will you allow us to let our U.S. corporations have this R&D credit, research and development credit? It's a very important tax credit. It was ramped up with the Tax Cuts Act in 2017, and it is now phasing out. which is not good. We want it to stay there so companies can do research and development and invent new things and make life better for all of us. And so there is bipartisan support in trying to bring that back in D.C. And she is going to that group and asking for, hey, will you let us do that? You know, essentially going the other way of, hey, I know we all want to raise our taxes together, but will you let the U.S. Bring this back so we can be just a little bit more competitive than
you
guys.
So she wants like her cake and eat it too. It sounds like, right, Rusty? Yeah. So the answer is, okay, we're going to abide by this 15% floor, except for when our corporations are doing R&D.
Correct.
Can you tell us where in the spectrum, does that make, so is the United States a high taxing place or a low taxing place? Are we kind of moderate? Like where are we, which bear are we in this story?
Yeah, you are giving me a great question. I can't wait to answer. So before the 2017 TCJA, when President Trump and Congress put that into place, we were one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world, in the developed world, I should say. Now we're about middle of the pack. When I'm going off of memory now, we moved it from, I believe, low 30s down into the 20% range, which put us slightly, you know, more competitive, but we're still higher than many of our competitors. So we're still just kind of middle of the ballpark. The effort for not only Secretary Yellen, but Biden in his budget that he just rolled out for next year wants that to go right back up. So that, now that's separate from this OECD deal, but that's what they're, I mean, in full disclosure, you know, they have, that is public, that is in their budget. They want those tax rates to go back up.
So, and then what you just said, does it, I feel like, should it bother us that Yellen is asking this International Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development for permission to do things? That feels a little.
Yeah, it bothers us. Okay. We think it's ridiculous. Countries should be free to do what they want to do to make themselves competitive, or they can go in the other direction, right? You know, if they want high taxes and what have you, which many of them do, they, you know, go ahead. But in our mind, don't come to us and say, hey, why don't you just come along and raise your taxes more up to our level so we're not so slow in this foot race? It's just that same analogy is that, no, we're going to stay competitive. We're going to keep taxes low and prevent offshoring, right? That's the other thing.
Yeah, right.
When they can go, you know, stick their money in another country, I'm trying to think of a low tax entity out there. I think actually Ireland's one of them. I mentioned that earlier, but to where they'll go and house money and assets there. We're trying to stop that. We're trying to bring it back to the United States because, listen, we're not going to penalize you. You'll have a low tax rate. Keep your money here, which means your jobs here, your assets and all of that stuff. It's just much better to do it that way.
So can we pivot to another thing she talked about, which was the U.S. IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, doing, like, I guess, what does she do, Rusty? Like, she reports on the filing season went?
Yeah, so they're trying to roll out a new service. So, you know, when you go use TurboTax?
Yeah.
Like, I use TurboTax. And
yeah, so
the IRS is now going to have their own version of TurboTax. So some might think that's really great and efficient, and there's others that will run absolutely in the other direction of why in the world would I give all of that information directly to the IRS when they're the ones that audit, they're the ones that enforce those kinds of things. Not that anybody's doing anything wrong, but it makes a lot of people very uncomfortable.
Yeah, because it feels like it's like the ump and the catcher at this. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like it feels a little like a conflict of interest. But I hear you saying, maybe not an illegal conflict of interest, but it does feel like.
Think about it this way. It's like going to your CPA and saying, hey, will you do my taxes even though you're the person that could likely audit me?
Right.
You know, you're not going to do that. It doesn't make sense. And so it's you know, this crazy tax world that we live in at the Taxpayers Association. Circling back to what we started talking about, these are not hearings that will get on YouTube or have viral moments. As you can see, we walked in preparing for this segment. A lot of these, well thought out questions. Everyone's calm. They're asking, you know, it is not theater versus some other committees that just turn into absolute theater.
Yeah. And I guess it's interesting. Let me just, you know, she was saying, you know, that people were happy with that, using that service that they provided. Mm-hmm. But we really should be thinking about that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it just depends on people's opinions. Some are going to just run from that and others will feel comfortable. So, love to talk about taxes. We can do that. I could do that all day long, as you can say. But thanks for being with us on KSL at Night. We'll be right back.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.